You're listening to PodcastJuice.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Podcast Juice, and you're listening to
The Love Puzzle
with
Tori
and Michael Dean.
Yeah, y'all. PTPOLT.
And that is Putting the Pieces of Love Together. This is our second episode, so we're going to keep it moving. So the last show, we kind of left it with a cliffhanger, and we were going to talk about our first date.
Yes, first date.
Go ahead.
Okay, since I have the floor, our first date, I know the cliffhanger was cat juice and the mist. And so I am going to talk about the first date. So I can remember, I don't know how the conversation went, but we ended up speaking about spending some time together and in watching a movie, I believe, or just hanging out and chilling. So I remember agreeing to those terms and telling you that I wanted you to pick me up over my sister's house. And so how that went about is that you didn't really know how to get to her house. And I came up to the place of employment that you worked at, and you followed me back to her house so that I could ride with you. And it was very interesting because you were playing your music, and I've never experienced that before, someone playing their music. And it's so funny because I call it your homemade music, with no pun intended. But I could remember how I felt like, oh my gosh, really? Is this him singing? Like, I just was shocked because I couldn't believe that you were playing it. I was thinking, you know, that we're going to listen to some regular music. And then you popped that in, and I was like, you know, taken back, like, wow, really? Who does that the first time around, them hanging out with somebody? And so I think I was really, really quiet and kind of withdrawn. And I think you finally turned it off because you wasn't getting the reception from me that you wanted. But so before we went to your place, we went to the infamous place of cat juice. The word that I used to use, but it was a Thai restaurant. Do you remember?
Yeah, I do.
And I remember us going to this Thai restaurant and pulling up in the parking lot and you saying something like, well, I'm just going to get it to go. And I was like, cool, I can stay in the car. And you were like, no, come in with me. And I was thinking to myself in my head, man, what a jerk. It's like, he's getting it to go. Why do I need to go in with him if we're not sitting down and dining into this restaurant? And so, you know, it was raining, and I think we went back and forth about, you know, don't stay in the car. I want to stay in the car. Please get out of the car. I don't want to get out of the car. And so I finally got out of the car. And then we went in, and you ordered this food. And I remember you talking like, oh, man, this is good stuff, and you're going to like this. And I was looking like, wow, you're really crazy if you think I'm going to eat this. And, you know, at the time, coming from where I came from, we didn't have a lot of food variety.
Where is this from?
From the South. Like, we didn't
have... Well, you gotta let them know that.
Didn't you? Oh, sorry. Yeah, so, of course, in the first show, I had shared that I was from the South. And so down there, we didn't really, you know, have this food explosion like it is here in Washington State. So I wasn't really down with trying new stuff, especially if it smelled like, you know, I'm big on smells for food. I'm big on food presentation. Like if it looks sloppy or if some stuff is touching, I don't really like it. So anyways, to make a long story short, you got the food and then we went to your place. And then the funny part I can remember is... actually, we were trying to decide what we wanted to watch, and I believe I chose, or did you choose, The Mist with the Stephen King's movie called The Mist?
I don't remember, actually, how we decided on that.
Yeah, I can't remember either, but we ended up watching that, and so, you know, you had your food, and you were in the kitchen, you went to the kitchen, and so I'm just chilling, like, on the couch, and it's so funny, because I have to talk about, like, the couch situation, so we were sitting on this couch, right, and so I was at one end. And then Michael was at the other end, which is kind of hilarious. But he comes back into the front room and, of course, it's on his end of the couch. And he brings this food with two forks. And I was thinking to myself in my head, what audacity he has to bring me a fork when I told him that I wasn't going to eat this food. And then we were talking and you were like, well, just try it. I'm like, no, it smells like cat juice. And I couldn't do it. Like the smell was very, very strong. And I think it was like
what
some
is cat juice.
Well, no, you know how like
I have no idea what cat juice
no,
smells
listen,
like.
No, listen, I'm going to explain it. So, okay. Like, you know, when people have cats and they don't get them fixed or whatever, and so they like spray or pee all
so
over.
So you're saying Thai food smells like urine?
Cat urine, that's why I call it cat juice. Like it was very pungent, like
I've
smell.
Had cats
like
for years. I've never smelled it. It doesn't smell like cat urine to me, but.
Well, yeah. No, that's what it smelled like to me because, like, back in my childhood, my aunt used to have cats in the litter boxes and it sprayed all over the house and it kind of reminded me of that smell and it was really, really gross. But anyway, so you're like being very determined to have me eat it and then had the nerve to put some food on the fork that you brought me and put it to my mouth. And I'm like, I wanted to slap it at your hand, but that probably wouldn't have made a very good impression. No. So I kept going on with the cat juice and I didn't think anything of it. I didn't think anything of saying that, but I think it might have offended you a little bit and that was not my intention. So you're enjoying your cat juice and I'm watching The Mist and I know, it's so funny, since we were on separate ends of the couches, I just felt like you were like staring at me and I was like, man, I was kind of uncomfortable and whatnot. And, you know, we're watching this movie and, you know, you're eating and then you're done eating and we're not talking, like we're not connecting on any level. And
no, we're watching a movie, right?
Well, yeah, but you know, we wasn't even sitting together, like, so it was just like very odd and awkward. Like, I don't think I've ever been in a situation like that, as far as like, you know, watching a movie at somebody's place, because you know, usually you're comfortable or whatever, but I couldn't get comfortable, even though it was,
chilling.
Well, of course you were. I mean, you know,
I was sad that it was awkward, but I hear you.
Yeah, I mean, you're, of course, comfortable in your own surroundings or your domain, but, like, me being outside of coming in, you know, I wasn't very comfortable. And so we watched a movie, and then afterwards we talked, and the most interesting thing happened. You asked me if I wanted some tea, and I was, like, again, you know, taken back a little bit. I'm like,
You're taking it back a lot. What do you normally do on a first date?
Not drink tea and eat cat juice, but no, like I've never met someone or been with someone who's offered me like hot tea. And so I mean, just to, you know, give you guys a little information about like my dating rap or whatever. I usually, or at that time, had dated like younger guys, so you know, dating someone.
Some Hennessy or something. some illegal drinks.
Oh, probably so. We probably did drink a little bit. I mean, to be honest. But then me.
Sorry, I was giving you some warm, soothing drink.
Yeah.
Relax you.
Yeah. I just wasn't ready for it. I was just shocked by it. But it was, you know, it was nice that you offered it. But it's so funny because I was like, no. And then you went and got your tea and you get into your Michael mode. You got really comfortable, and I'm sitting, like, watching you like a hawk, right? I don't know if you're paying attention to me, you know, watching you with this tea moment, but you're, like, sipping your tea, and then you're talking, and then you're having more tea, and I'm like, wow, I kind of feel like, I don't know, like, out of my zone as far as, you know, what I perceive a date to be or what I have been used to. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we got through the night, and I just got like all these, like weird feelings, like, man, I can't believe, you know, I started making a list in my head of, I can't believe with this dude. So I'm like thinking like, okay, I can't believe we drove and I had to listen to this homemade music. I can't believe he took me to that restaurant, made me get out of his car, you know, and then we get to the house and he tried to force feed me.
No, I wasn't force feeding.
You were kind of forceful.
Let's look at it from another,
okay, fine,
another standpoint.
Go ahead.
Say, guy sharing you his artwork. One.
Okay.
You can't believe it. And two, wait a second. Oh, we went to the restaurant and he didn't want to leave you in the car. This was dark outside, right?
Yes, it was nighttime.
He didn't want to leave you in the car by yourself, so he invited you to come in with him. Two, to get takeout. Three, mm-hmm. Sure, but I don't want to leave you in the car.
Okay.
And then three, not being stingy, he offers you something to eat. And even just four, he offers you hot tea. So those are actually, I guess from my point of view, it's pretty chill sort of thing, nice things to do, but go ahead.
No, I mean, and I know that's you, and, you know, at that time, that's, you know.
As you know me.
Well, yeah, I'm used to it now.
You
like,
know that's me.
Yeah,
right?
That's, you know.
So it's not like it's, but you make, it's funny that you made a list of sort of, they were like bad things or something.
Yeah, no, I did. I was doing like a checklist in my head. And so when the evening was over and it was time for me to go home, because I remember I had to, it was right after the new year, and I had to be at my sister's at a certain time because she had my son, and it was coming off of the Christmas break. So, I mean, I don't believe we got to my sister's house until almost midnight. And, you know, I was a little tired, and then, you know, of course, I did the ending checklist in my head. And why don't you tell the last part? What did I do? Like, do you remember what I did? And, like, I was kind of hesitant, you know, what you were doing when you got out of the car.
I remember dropping you off.
Uh-huh.
And I do remember you being, I don't know, to me, you were like really quiet.
Yeah.
So I don't remember exactly.
Okay.
What
so
you're alluding to.
I'm going to have to tell it, of course. so we pull up to my sister's apartment complex, and, you know, we were saying,
oh, you know, I
you remember?
Actually, I, for some reason, I'm mixing it up with,
uh-oh.
I dropped you off at this house or something.
No, that was the other day. That was my friend's house in Federal Way.
See, that's what I was thinking of. I don't remember the sister thing. I remember her apartment, but I don't remember. I'm actually was thinking of something totally different.
Okay, yeah, that's the
thing.
Well, since I have to tell a story. So, yeah, we pulled up, we parked, and we're talking. And, you know, I'm giving you, oh, I had a good time, you know, mm-hmm. line and whatnot, which it wasn't a bad time. It just was kind of awkward and new to me, you know, given my track record and what I used to do in the past. So, yeah. But anyways, we was wrapping it up, and then he was like, hold on. And so I'm like, okay. And you get out of the car, and I'm like, what is he doing? Like, I didn't know what you were doing. And so you opened up my door. I believe you opened up my door, or I was opening up my door. And you kind of approached me, and I was like, is he supposed to get creepy on me? Like, really? Who does that? And then you come in for a hug, and I'm like, oh, wow, okay, that's cool. I just thought that maybe you would have asked for a hug first instead of just, like, getting out of the car, opening up my door, approaching me. And it's like, it, you know, I was
you make it sound like
scared or something.
He said the gentleman got out the car, opened the door for you. It didn't give you a hug.
No, it's not that you
what were you used to, man? Good Lord.
No, it's not that you wasn't been a gentleman. It's just that you didn't ask. Like,
who,
I mean,
who,
I was looking for, okay, well, I'm going to get out the car, and is it okay, you know, to, you know, hug or
you,
whatever?
You don't expect a person, you don't expect to give a hug or something?
Well, like, no, I mean, it's just that, you know, I didn't, I guess I was, I don't know, I wasn't thinking that that's what you were doing. I didn't know what you were doing, because usually, like, when people hug, or you can hug in the car, right? It's like, okay, well, good night. Can I get a hug? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you don't have a guy open the door for you?
Well, no, I have guys open doors for me, but not, like, the way that you did it. Like, the way that you did it was, like, really shocking to me. And the hug was nice or whatever.
What was shocking about the door opening?
No, you getting out of the car and coming around to my side. And, you know.
As opposed to reaching over?
Well, yeah, you couldn't have hugged me in the car.
No. I'm talking about opening the door. You said it was shocking how I opened the door. I was trying to figure out what was shocking about
it. No, not the actual opening of the door, but I can't believe that you came out and came around my way to give me a hug. Like, when I think of hugs and dates and whatnot, or what I have been used to, is, you know, just hugging there in the car. You know, there's enough room for me to grab you and you grab me and us embrace each other. So that's what I was, you know, used to. Or wouldn't mind at that time getting. But then you got out, it's like, wow, he's getting out the car. He's coming over to my door. My door's opening. I'm getting out of the car. I'm mm-hmm. looking at him. He's approaching me, and I'm like, whoa. And then you was like, oh, I just want to give you a hug. I was like, oh, okay. That's cool. But Yeah, I don't. That is just very, very interesting and new to me. So,
From what you made it sound, did you have a good time on the date or not?
It's not that I didn't have a good time, and it's not that I didn't have a bad time. It's just that it was so, everything was so foreign to me. Like, the whole thing, like, I never, you know, would have sent or allowed a guy to know where my sister lived, because she's, like, you know, my heart or whatever, and we're really close. So I didn't want any creepies, like, just knocking on the door and being like, you know, it was your sister here or whatever. So that was weird for me.
I was in the parking lot. I don't know any idea where she lived.
Well, yeah,
building.
But, you know, there's a determined person, you know, because I remember her kids were out there. You know, she has like four kids, and I don't know if you pay any attention, but you
know who they were, though. I never met your sister.
Actually, you did kind of say hi. Yes, you did.
I had no idea who that was.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, you don't remember anything. I remember everything.
But anyway,
really sad.
So you had a good time. It was awkward.
Yeah, good time. It was awkward. I was a little uncomfortable because it was out of, you know, what I was used to. But, you know, it ended, you know, fairly well. So. Oh, or okay.
All right. And then, so I had a good time.
Of course you did.
I had a good time. It, you know, from my point of view, it was a good date. Like I said, at least the first dating couple, you were very quiet.
Yes, I was.
So I was trying to, you know, spark up conversation or just kind of get you comfortable so you could, you know, be yourself and stuff. But I had a good time. You know, it was a first date, and first dates are first dates, you know.
Right.
So it was cool. You know, we watched a good movie. I think we both had seen it before, but it was, I think, a favorite of both of ours. You had seen The Mist before.
Yes.
Yeah, so we had seen it before. And, yeah, we had a good time. And, like I said, had some Thai food. And I love Thai food. And you didn't love Thai food at the time. Now you do now, but.
Well, yeah, I love it.
You know, sort of introducing you to something. I didn't know it was necessarily something new, but, you know, apparently it worked. So, yeah, it was a good time. Good first date.
Cool. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
All right. Anything else?
Lunch? Yeah. No, I think that pretty much does it for the first date. Again, I agree. It was, it went fairly well or okay, and nothing too dramatic and crazy. So that's a good thing. And I think, I have to definitely say this. When I got into the house, of course, you know, I told my sister everything. And she's like, what? He was playing you his homemade music? And I was like, yeah. I was like, man, I've never experienced that, you know. I don't know, or I didn't know anybody who made music. And, you know, and she's like, man, really? Are you going to go out with him again? I was like, no, that was good for me. I'm not going out with him again.
But as we see, the game work.
Whatever. Whatever. But then, like, I do remember that text. Please tell me you remember the text.
You know about me on Texas and all that.
Wow. Somebody needs more fish in their diet.
Go ahead.
But no, like then when me and my son was getting ready to leave, you know, I was like, okay, I text you and I was like, I'm at my sister's, but, you know, I'm supposed to get on the road and head, you know, home. And you was like, you can head yourself over here or something like sexually suggested. And I was like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Why are you going to kill it with that sexual suggestion? You know what?
End of the day, ladies and gentlemen, we're here doing a podcast, right? So I sent you a text talking about what? Come on.
Yeah, it's like you wanted me to come over. And like I was almost tempted to do it. But, you know, then, you know, I had to take my son home because at the time I was living like in the further south end. of Washington, and it was a little drive, so I didn't want to come back to your place, even though the thought did cross my mind, because it was like so, I know I was really quiet and probably a little bit uptight and unresponsive in ways, and then I kind of wanted to show you that I was a different person, but that's kind of what you got. But, you know, of course, there were more days that followed, and I loosened up, and I'm not a quiet person, but, you know, that loosened up and everything, so... You know, I think it all turned out well. You know, we're in a good place right now, and we're still growing and learning from each other, but I am so, you know, very comfortable with you now to where I can burp around you and scratch and do all kinds of lovely things.
Yeah. All right. Well, we talk about the first date. So at this point, what we're going to do, going forward in this podcast, yeah, we're going to talk about things that we are going through and different experiences and whatnot. But also, we're going to talk about like different topics and things that maybe we have been through and maybe have not. But, you know, so there'll be shows, you know, basically themed on different things. So right now, before we get out of here, what I want to remind everyone, too, is to send us your ideas, question, comments that you may have.
Yes.
We will address them on the show. If there's something you want us to specifically talk about, we can do that, too. How do you do that? You can reach us on Facebook. Just go to Podcast Juice on Facebook. Also, you can come to the website, podcastjuice.net. Leave a comment, share it in the show notes. And any last words, Tori?
Yeah, no, just, I mean, I really feel strongly about people leaving comments. Like, please leave your comments, any questions. We're open, you know, to whatever ideas or maybe even suggestions or pointers. So, yeah, just get on Facebook. Let us know what you're thinking or what your thoughts are, so that we can keep this good thing going. What are we going to cover next?
Go ahead and take us out.
Oh, okay. Well, taking us out. So this is Tori. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. And take care, y'all.